Hi, this is Favi Fav.
And this is Babelito.
And we are Latinos Who Lunch, the podcast where we talk about important things like...
Papa, ¿por qué no te bañas?
Okay, hello. How are you, Babs?
Good. Que show. Just here, living my best life. What's going on with you?
Wow, look at that. What a privilege. What privilege. So, listen, I know we've been coming out with episodes every week, but, you know, when we came back from our break, we said we were going to take it easy because Babs is very busy. I'm very busy. And so we've been trying to keep you company during the quarantine, but we're going to go back to our regularly scheduled program. So we didn't want to just, like, have a episode come out today, because I know some of y'all would get upset. So we're just explaining it. This is our off week. Next week is our on week. Right, Babs?
That's right. We're back at it. The semester has started. Dude, you have no idea all the fucking lectures I'm recording. It's like a thing. So it's taking a long, long time, and things are taking off. Thankfully, we both have jobs and gigs during this pandemia. So we're blessed, but at the same time, we need to take it easy. And we love to do this, but for that same reason, we need to go back to the every other week. We are very thankful and appreciative, especially to everybody that has been donating in Patreon and PayPal. Thank you very much. We're going to continue to do this, pero necesitamos un tiny little break every other week just so we can keep posting good content.
Yeah, and you know, Babs and I switch on and off. So this episode is now podcasting tips for for new podcasters. Babs and I switch production and editing every week. So this month it's Babelito, next month it'll be me. That's how we kind of split up the duties. And this week I'm excited because Babelito's curating the shows. Curating is a weird word. I know that. I'm sorry. Now, you know, I'm an Instagram influencer, and I can't wait to tell you about my new influencer news in the next episode next week. You guys are going to die. Literally, you're going to die if you eat what I tell you to go eat. from this company that reached out to me. Anyway, little teaser. Look at that. Showbiz. So... yeah, but Babelito is also going to put a bonus episode this week. I hope you enjoyed my bonus episode on Patreon this last week, where my brother and I did a pilot episode for our Hillary Duff stan podcast called The Hillary Bros.
No,
we're still working on the title. I think it's going to be called Hillary por vida. Hillary Duff por vida. I don't know. Anyway... it's popping in the Patreon.
it is definitely popping in the Patreon. And like, I am overwhelmed because it is so many people that have been added to the familia. So muchísimas gracias. But it also is an opportunity for us to do whatever the fuck we want. Not that we don't do whatever the fuck we want with this podcast, but the Patreon is always like, what the fuck am I going to do? Okay, let's do it. So some of my extra episodes are a little boring, but hey, what can you do? That's my personality.
I don't know. Have I talked on the podcast about me taking a vacation now every Hispanic Heritage Month?
We mentioned it once, but I don't know if it was the last bonus episode when we talk about TV or if it was just us talking about it.
Okay, so I just want to put this out in the air so that everybody knows that this is what I'm doing, because I don't know. This has actually been harder than I thought. So I thought, as you know, because I'm an artist and the world is my canvas, I do consider myself a performance artist. Like what we're doing right now, I actually count that as like a not count. That's not a nice thing. I see it as an extension of my art. My art practice. And so, you know, lately, because of what's been happening, I know that a lot of my Black friends and I have had these conversations of feeling tokenized and used. And I felt those same feelings. I mean, not to the degree that they're feeling it, but like, you know, like Hispanic Heritage Month, it's around the corner. Do you feel it? Do you hear the maracas in the distance, everyone?
Hijo de su madre.
Olé. So Hispanic Heritage Month is coming, and I decided, you know what? I'm tired. I'm tired of people asking me to do, like, you know what? The last thing I want to do is make piñatas with a group of people. That's a fucking nightmare. Who is going to clean that up? That's what I'm thinking. When anybody asks me to do a workshop, in my head, I'm like, who's going to clean it up? Because I'm not.
Pues sí.
Anyway, I'm going off on tangents, but I'm still thinking about this conceptually, what this means, but I thought for Hispanic Heritage Month, which I don't even like to use that fucking word, but September 15th through October 15th, I'm not doing shit. I'm not doing anything. I'm taking it off. I'm actually taking a vacation. Nice. Hispanic Heritage Month is for me to relax, reflect, hang out with my family. If this was a different time, I would have taken this month and gone to Guatemala or to visit friends in other cities or towns or whatever, Mexico, whatever. I think in the future, from this day forth, that's my plan. And I'm doing it because it's a statement on, you know, on Latinos existing all year round, a statement on tokenism, yes. A statement on, and also me getting out of the way because I'm a white Latino, I'm a safe Latino, I'm a hard worker and I like to, you know, I like to do fun stuff, you know, and so when people think, oh, it's Hispanic Heritage Month. Well, let's hire Favi to be a clown for an hour, you know, or whatever.
Right.
That's how I feel. I know it's different. I don't want to like devalue what I do or whatever, but that's how I feel sometimes. And I don't like to feel like that anymore. And there's all these opportunities that I'm given over and over and over again. I'm like, I need to get out of the way. There's so many other Latinx artists in Las Vegas that are honestly, that are better artists than I am. So, like, if I just get my big ass out of the way, then everybody, you know, I want that light to shine onto other people, you know? And so, not that I'm like, you know, Ben de la Creme over here, like, you know, giving a, you know, voting myself out, but just, I'm just more conscious of that. So, you better believe I'm getting those emails like, hey, do you want to do this kind of thing or this kind of thing? And now I'm like, no, but here's a list of 20 artists that are here that can do it, you know? So I think that's what I want to get at is like, there's more than me and like two other Latinx artists in Las Vegas. Like, come on, people, work harder, you know, like, look around. I'm talking to you, curators and organizers of events. And
es que encuentran uno que dijeron, ya chingamos, we fulfill our fucking diversity quota, y con este nos quedamos.
Yeah, shout out to the Neon Museum. Remember when they hired us for one day and then never used anything that we did? Shout out to
never,
them.
Never, never.
But you better believe when they asked about their diversity at the Neon Museum, they're like, one time we had Justin Favela give a tour in Spanglish. Isn't that wild? We're so progressive. I'm like, oh, God.
Oh, that
we
was
were paid like $3.
Right. Well, on the other hand, I thrive this month.
That's right. All the jobs, give them to Babelito, yes. I'm sure.
Give me the spotlight. I want to just remind everybody that Independence Day in Mexico, the whole thing is bullshit. I can give you the whole story. Nationalisms are dangerous. Mexico is a model of nationalism around the fucking world. You think the French and U.S., Mexicans have been doing that since the fucking 17th century, and I can tell you all about it, and if you pay me, even more. So all the gigs that don't go to Favi, I will fucking take them because I do need the money. So give it, man. Give it. Démelos todos, putos.
Yes, bitch. Book Babelito today, okay?
Shout out to Coca in Austin because we're doing something a little bit like that.
Oh, yeah. I did that program with her. That was fun.
That's
so,
right.
So listen, what do you think, though? What do you think of that statement I just made? Doesn't make sense? And am I being too, like, you know, it's these things that go through my head. I'm like, am I being a bitch or am I bringing up interesting conversation with this?
No, I think it makes sense because I've been thinking about it even with this podcast because this is not going to be forever. And part of me is like, I will love the opportunity to, of course, like, go longer. This is a great platform and it's amazing. But I also would like the opportunity to being able to give this space to other kids, you know, to be able to give this space to other people. So hopefully, like, pass on the torch and somebody can do something like what we're doing. And there's a lot of people
that started their own. I feel like there's people. Yeah, there's already people doing way better podcasts than us.
Right. I feel like if we are afforded that opportunity to say, okay, not relevant anymore, it's all right. I have other things to take care of for, and I'm here to support whoever is coming after me. That's great. So I completely agree and understand what you're saying. Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's just a fun it's a conversation starter that I could just tell people are bothered when I say that. And so, you know that I kind of live for those moments because I like to know why people are uncomfortable with that, you know? And like,
right.
And it's also me investigating my own identity and my own, because I'm not sure my stance on that yet, you know? Like, I love that people are paying more attention to that right now. And I think it's time for those conversations. And so I'm just, girl, I told you before, I'm tired of making fucking Day of the Dead shit and like,
really?
Like, please. That's why me and my brother, for example, I know that doing a Hillary Duff podcast is so fucking stupid, but I just want to get away from the expectations of like, oh, you're Latinos. Like, why aren't you... You know, like, oh, why aren't you doing a Speedy Gonzalez podcast? You know what I mean? Like, what? What are you talking about? Like, I can do whatever the fuck I want.
You know what? Like, I remember when we did the presentation in UNLV, like, somebody raised their hand and they said, well, is there any perfect show for you? Like, is there any show out there in television that we should be watching? And I was like, honestly, I don't see it. Like, she's like, is there any hope? And I'm like, no, there's no hope. But you know what?
And I was like, actually, Celebrity Big Brother UK, it's really hard. So.
Like, but also, ever since then, I've been engaging up hardcore with anime. And I was like, fuck, like, there's this, I've mentioned this before, but there's this anime about three girls that make anime. I'm like, why can't we have anything like that? Where fucking Latinos are just like kids enjoying life or kids creating something as opposed to like always have to reflect on our identity, always reflect on our fucked up national history, always reflect on race and this and that. Like, it never happens. So, yes. Yes, happy that all these conversations are taking place. Yes, happy that the visibility is increasing. No, I don't want to be the center of your fucking commercial. No, I don't want to be part of you highlighting another fucking tragedy. So it gets tiring, man. It gets tiring. So if we have the opportunity to be like, no, don't book me, book this person, and let's expand your list of what you think is diversity, that's fucking great. So I totally, totally agree.
And imagine now that I don't have to speak at conferences, I don't have to build a fucking, I don't know, papel picado transformer for whatever fucking white museum. Like, I can attend lectures. I can, you know, I can go to those Zoom meetings. I can go to those, I can, you know, I don't know, like, hang out with organizers online that I wouldn't have time to do because I'd be too busy, you know, like, hosting. It's just been a buildup over the years of me, like, It's just like people that work retail, right? Like, you work all year, and then it's like, oh, fuck, Thanksgiving's coming. Oh, Black Friday. Oh, Christmas. Like, it's just like that season. You just know it's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
And then that's what I'm like, oh, I don't have to buy people Christmas presents. I don't have to go to Best Buy. You mean I don't have to go to Best Buy to get that flat-screen TV for my deal? Because he gave me the money to do it, and I better be there. You know what I mean?
Like, right.
When I stopped doing that, what, 5 years ago? Like, not giving a shit about that kind of stuff? And it was a blessing. So I'm like, well, maybe I'll apply that in a different way with this in my life, you know? And just step completely back. Just not do anything. And then assess how I feel about it after. And then, okay, maybe next year I will do a couple lectures. Or in 3 years. I'm going to take 2 years off.
And
at
with
least.
A different perspective.
And with a different perspective. Yes. Now that I have some room to breathe and be like, I have that privilege. Well, let's fucking use it for good instead of me taking everybody's fucking jobs just because I can, you know? I don't know. I know this seems like very like white savior or whatever sometimes, but it's like, Jesus, people. And then also, it's already September, bitch. If you're reaching out to me to do something during Hispanic Heritage Month, you're too late, bitch. This ain't your tia's carnesada that she planned yesterday. This ain't your tia's carnesada that she planned 3 hours ago, and she's mad at you because she's angry because she's waiting for the tomates for the salsa. Okay, like, this is a fucking presentation at a school. Y'all been knew that... that Hispanic Heritage Month started September 15th. You could have called me months ago,
pero
you know,
no,
but they're like,
flojos,
oh, we got to scramble. We got to scramble. Let's get the guy that does anything. And that's the thing is like, I'm done. I'm like, I've given so much of myself away that I've just like, I'm trying to collect myself again. And so that this is the beginning of that. Mental health 2020, bitch. Oh, my God.
Hashtag self-care.
Hashtag coman mierda, hijos de puta. Okay.
Hashtag ya valió vergas. Okay. So in that spirit, yes, we're going into every other week. So every time you see an extra episode, it will actually feel like a fucking bonus. So enjoy
like today.
¿Qué dijiste?
I said like today.
Like today, yes. So again, in all seriousness, thank you everybody for supporting. Thank you. All the listeners have been around this fucking 4 and something years. Yes, we're going to every other week, and that's it. Anything else, dude?
Wepa, wepa. Visit our website, latinoswholunch.com, for everything Latinos Who Lunch, including our Patreon, including our coloring book, including our anti-racist guide in Espanol. Not ours. I totally stole it from somebody. Look at me. Colonizing resources. And, you know, we have recommendations on there and episode guides. You name it. And so, please, leave us a review if you can. 5 stars.
5 stars only.
Because the more reviews we have, the more visible we are. And...
visibility leads to representation, and representation matters.
Today's episode was obviously produced by no one because we just did it off the cuff. The music you're listening to right now is by the band Balloon. Bye.
Bye.